Module 4, Chapter 17, Debt-to-Equity Ratio Insights. The Debt-to-Equity, DE, ratio is a crucial financial metric that offers insights into a company's leverage, specifically comparing its total liabilities to shareholders' equity. It provides investors a perspective on the firm's capital structure and how it finances its operations, be it through debt or equity. What it is and what it shows. The debt-to-equity ratio is calculated using the following formula. DE ratio is equal to total liabilities shareholders' equity. A high DE ratio might suggest that the company has been aggressive in financing its growth with debt. While this can enhance the return on equity during good times, it can also magnify losses during downturns. Conversely, a low DE ratio might indicate that a company has not taken on as much debt, suggesting less risk but possibly also less aggressive growth. Here are the primary insights the DE ratio provides. Leverage insight indicates how much of the company's capital structure is from debt versus equity. Risk profile: companies with higher DE ratios might be perceived as riskier since they have more debt relative to equity. Capital structure norms: different industries have different capital structure norms. For instance, capital-intensive industries might naturally have higher DE ratios. Growth insights: companies might opt for debt financing to capitalize on business growth opportunities, which can be inferred from higher DE ratio. How to trade it? Using the DE ratio in trading and investment decisions involves: 1. Comparative analysis. Compare a company's DE ratio with its historical average, its peers, and the industry average to ascertain if it's relatively overleveraged or underleveraged. 2. Risk assessment. Understand that a high DE ratio might bring additional risk, especially during economic downturns. During these times, debt obligations might strain the company's finances. 3. Dive deeper. If a company has a notably high or low DE ratio, look into the reasons. Has the company recently taken on significant debt for an acquisition? Or maybe it's steadily reducing its debt. The context matters. 4. Combine with other metrics. The DE ratio offers a more complete picture when used in conjunction with other metrics like the interest coverage ratio, how easily a company can pay off its interest expenses, or the return on equity. Conclusion. The debt-to-equity ratio is a vital tool in a fundamental analyst's toolkit. It offers a window into a company's leverage and its approach to financing operations. However, like all metrics, it's essential to use it judiciously and in the broader context of the company's financial health, industry norms, and macroeconomic conditions.